Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
He is not from Australia. No, the south side of Chicago. There's nothing down under for Mike Harmon.
Hey, I could bring out the photographic evidence, but I'm not going to do that because it's a family show.
You're not, no photographic evidence of you ever being near Australia.
Oh, it's more you just referring to nothing down under. It's like, how dare you?
Oh, see, I was even thinking about that. I was thinking
you, that's what you said.
Australia.
No, jerk.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got overtime in Edmonton, Kings and the Oilers. 4-4 Edmonton scoring twice in the last 10 minutes of the third period to tie this game pivotal. Game 5 of the series tied at 2-2, headed to overtime. A big night in the Southern California area because the Kings are going to overtime. It's the big sporting event going on right now. And on Berman's 67th birthday, extra read all about it. Detmers throwing a no-hitter for the Angels against the Rays, DJ.
Well played, my friend. Well played. No, big night in Anaheim. Obviously, looking at what a tremendous story they've been going on the first 6 weeks of the season, and now you add a no-hitter by a guy in his 11th career start, hadn't gone beyond five innings in any of his prior starts this year. Just impressive at a big moment. And a home run from Mike Trout and Rendon in his first at-bat as a major leaguer from the left side of the plate, homered as well. So everything is going right.
It's embarrassing. You have a homer to Rendon. Yeah, but he was hitting lefty. What? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we brought in a position player. He decided to hit lefty. I actually did that as a kid once. I was so ticked off at my my coach, manager, whatever term, for something he did in terms of switching us out. That the next at bat, I said, screw it. I went up lefty, and I ripped the double off the wall. He goes, you bet. You don't do that all the time? I'm like, nope. Very erratic, but I really hit the hell out of that thing, didn't I? And he goes, why would you do that? I go, well, you saw what you just did, so I figured I'd go up there, and if nothing else, I'd wave at it. And instead, I went all Klazuski on it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Did you really say you went Klazuski on it?
I did just now.
I thought you said that to him there. And I went all Klazuski on it. Nah. Who the hell is this kid?
No, because I kind of look like, I mean, look, when I was playing Little League, it would have been the Greg Luzinski era for the White Sox. So that would have been from the right side of the plate.
Okay. All right.
We didn't add the power slugger from the left side until Dan Pasqua a couple years later.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, Greg Luzinski, he's one of the last great sluggers that wore glasses.
Yeah, not goggles.
He wore glasses.
Well, he's got his barbecue joint out in Philadelphia. You can go visit him and hang out. Yeah. I did that one time, and we sat and talked for a bit, and people are looking at us like, why is this guy so infatuated? It's Greg Luzinski.
I got a chance to, and I think of you stalking people.
No.
And sitting down next to them while they, I'm in a corner. I got to talk to this guy now. I got to talk to this guy in the purple shorts and the hat.
No, you know what? They happen organically. I mean, he happened to be doing, you know, a little appearance at his barbecue place there. I was able to buy a mini bat. I don't know that you could buy a mini bat anymore, but it's part of my collection, a signed Greg Luzinski mini bat, and just hung out for a little bit talking about those old White Sox teams and the old Philly squads that he was a part of back in the day. So, you know, it was all fun and good.
So there we go. We have
always tell me I'm a terrible guy. I'm a heavy drinker.
No, I'm not saying that.
But stalker, you a drug dealer. What else you got?
Whoa! When did I say that? Hang on a second. Hang on. I never said
that. You've accused me of a lot of things.
I have not accused you of that. I did not say that. I never said that. All the other stuff, yeah, but I never said that. The other stuff, sure. And every night, I never said that. No. Stop.
Check the tape.
I did not say that. So Reed Detmers with a no-hitter, second no-hitter this season, of course, the Mets combined no-hitter. The
first real one.
Still the big no-hitter of the year because, you know, Mets no-hitter. But no-hitter for Reed Detmers. They asked him after the game what it felt like, what he did at the end. He said, I don't know. I just blacked out. I don't know what I did. I blacked out. I don't know. It was so great. He thanked the crowd. Thanked the crowd for coming out to the game after. Oh, look at that. You know, he had 22-year-old kids out there thanking the crowd. It's like, it's a great way to get you before you're baseball jaded. You know?
Well, but here's the curiosity, though, Jason, because it was such a blowout. You might have lost track that it was a no-hitter, and you might have left the stadium. It's like, it's 8-0. I'm done.
No, I think
and then you realize, hey, wait a minute.
I think you see that big zero on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's one thing for it to be a shutout, but I think you might have lost track of the no-hitter effect.
One thing to say, because I think you know there's enough. People are whispering in the crowd, and it's an Angel game. When you whisper,
you're giving
it carries.
People way too much credit.
No, listen, when you whisper in an Angel game, it carries because there's not a lot of fans there. You can hear somewhere, hey, I think there's a no-hitter. Hey, did you hear what that guy four sections over just said? He said he thinks there's a no-hitter. He whispered it to his girlfriend. I just heard it. There's a no-hitter. We got to stay and watch the rest of the game.
Okay, maybe that's the case. Yeah. There was a decent crowd still on hand. It is an Angels game. It is a school night. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, a lot of happy youngsters were looking to get out of the ball yard. Hey, we've got this game in hand. Let's go. And then all of a sudden they're driving home and they're listening to you on the radio. Goes, wait, we left a no-hitter?
There was a no-hitter. I missed it. That's embarrassing, though, if you're a fan and you missed that. That's really embarrassing. If you're like, there was a no-hitter. I wasn't even paying attention. There was a no-hitter. Yeah. Oh, wow. No, that's embarrassing. No, I can't buy that, man. I can't.
Well, I mean, to some degree, I mean, how big a super fan are you when you're there on a Tuesday between the Angels and Rays anyway? So you're probably a little more dialed in.
Well, that's that's a game I would have gone to. Like, oh, there's no, I can really spread out at this game because who's coming to see the Rays and the Angels? Oh, that's a game I want to go to. I'll be able to park wherever I want to. I don't want to go to Yankees Angels. Nah, it's too crowded. Too many people there. No. Yeah, Rays Angels, that's my kind of game.
You're a three parking spot kind of guy when the Rays are in town.
Hey, look, I can park and then no one's going to park on either side of me. I'm good. Let's open the door as wide as you want. We're getting out. We're going in. This is going to be great. But one thing to say before we get to a story that is just, it just gets to me. With every passing no-hitter or a chance at a no-hitter, whether it was Reed Detmers tonight who went to the ninth inning at 94 pitches or Justin Verlander who carried a no-hitter into the bottom of the eighth inning at 76 pitches. How bad does Dave Roberts look and the Dodgers look for pulling Clayton Kershaw out after a 7-inning perfect game at 80 pitches? I mean, really, how bad do they look? Because this is only a couple of weeks later. Oh, no, but now we could have let Clayton Kershaw go. It's 2 weeks later. How bad do Dave Roberts and the Dodgers look now? With every other team leaving their guys in there and everything is fine, 80 pitches, perfect game. Nope, Clayton Kershaw's coming out of this game. He looks, and the Dodgers look worse and worse every time this happens.
Well, the bottom line is it's an organization move there for Dave Roberts and going up in the brass. And Clayton Kershaw, they're going to talk age and history and all those other things that go into effect. And they're going to try to deflect it as best they can. And then you get Walker Buehler, and they're going to, again, age is going to come up, right? Because that's Detmers. Hey, he's only 22. It's like, well, but he's got a long career ahead of him. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have an injury history. So go after it there, kid. But that's also a Joe Maddon kind of thing, right? Joe Madden's a guy that's going to say, hey, these all have meaning. And not only to the player, but to the clubhouse and what it means for the organization with the run they're having right now. But, yeah, Dave Roberts, I think he'll feel very secure if they're playing meaningful baseball in October. Otherwise, the question – and, if Clayton Kershaw were to get hurt, and I don't want to put any of that into the universe, but if he were, are you going to say it was because of the extra 5 pitches he would have thrown or 20 pitches or whatever it would have been? That's the thing that keep getting to me. It's like, you never know what's going to happen. It's like, right. Likewise, you don't know that he doesn't wake up a little so, but happy as hell that he took the shot at a no-hitter. Right? Yeah. And that nothing grandiose comes of it at all other than, man, that was a great start, and I threw a bad pitch that gave it up.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So with the no-hitter in our rearview mirror, a guy I didn't think I was going to have to be nice to, now I got to be nice to for the next 15 years.
Forever.
Tom Brady is going to be our teammate here at Fox. At some point, when he retires from the National Football League, he will be the number one analyst on Fox Sports NFL games, getting $37 million a year for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
When he does hang it up, like he's still playing this year and has his NFL career, but when he's done, he has signed a 10-year $375 million deal with Fox Sports to be the number one analyst, which, hey, part of it is, oh, you think we need Aikman and these guys and everybody else? Your Manning cast is so cute. No, Brady's saying, hey, Peyton, they're paying you $37 million for that Manning cast? Ah, beat it, jerk. I beat you again, Peyton. So there is that part of it. Hey, we look good getting Tom Brady and Brady coming in here. And here he is making more money for 10 years to talk about football than he's probably going to wind up making in his career playing it because he took less money for so long. But the thing is about this story that's the most intriguing part to me is, what does this mean? How much longer is Tom Brady going to play? And I don't think for a second this is a one and done year for Brady. Like, he's going to do this year, and then he's going to walk away. He didn't go through all this drama to retire and unretire just because he had one more year of unfinished business. No, his retirement was a ploy to try to stay with, to try to get out from under the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and get to a different destination. Whether it was, I'm going to join the Dolphins as quarterback, and then I'm going to own the team, and then whatever. whatever it's going to be, or I want to get to San Francisco in a year. You know, his retirement was part of a ploy, and there was a reason why. There was a business reason why and a sports reason why. It wasn't family. It wasn't, oh, I had second thoughts. No, he was never really retired. And so now you know that he's just going to keep playing as long as he wants to. Now he's got the out if he feels like he's done. If he hits the cliff, if the cliff finally shows up for Tom Brady this year, yeah, then he walks out and walks into the Fox booth a year from now. But if he's still playing well, he's going to play for another 1, 2, 3 years. As long as he's playing well, he's going to play. And then this deal will eventually happen when he does walk away. And let's just say he does go 3 years. He says, I don't know if I want to do this again. Well, then he'll get a new deal when he does want to do it, and it'll be more money. Because it's just like quarterback money keeps going up for guys in the draft. Hey, guys now are making $40 million a year. $20 million a year guys are bargains. Oh, now it's going to be, oh, $20 million. Romo at $20 million a year was a bargain. Now Brady's going to be $55 million a year, $60 million a year. So if he wants to come back to it, he'll wind up making more money. But this doesn't mean for a second that you can count the days until his retirement. Because as long as he's playing well, he will keep playing. He will play this year for Tampa Bay. He will move on to another destination a year from now and play there for another 1, 2, or 3 seasons. As long as he's playing good, he's still playing football.
Yeah, I mean, I could do an hour's master class on what all this means for brand and everything else and relationships. But what do they always say? Try to work out your next job while you still have your current one, which is why all these guys are doing their brand building, partnerships, expansion. And for Tom Brady, the cliff's not there. Look at the year he just had. He should have been the MVP. So long as he's still wanting to play and can play at a high level, whatever. It's a deal announced by Fox that just kind of hangs out there until the time is there. And then either the price of poker has gone up, maybe he's decided he's done, or maybe it becomes a much larger deal than just, hey, he's our number one game analyst. Think of all the other heavy hitters he brings to the table. Think about that picture you saw over the weekend at a race. There's him arm in arm with all the luminaries, including Michael Jordan, some of the heavyweights in this whole world. That's the kind of thing you're buying into, right? Brand, celebrity, and all their extensions. So, yeah, Fox will be happy to wait as long as they need to. You know why? As long as he stays in Tampa or another NFC team, he's also on Fox every weekend.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now I got to be nice to Brady. He's a team. I got to say good things about him. When he was gone to Tampa, I thought everything's going to be great. I don't have to say that. No, now I got to be nice to him.
He
now
might get you nice and some of our colleagues fired for some of the nonsense you've said over time.
Oh, man. Well, I hope not. Well, that'd be something. Maybe like LeBron supposedly tries to get people fired, right?
That's what Beadle said, yeah.
Now I got to be nice to Tom Brady. Unbelievable. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Like a bolt of lightning, it is over in Edmonton. The Kings score in the first couple of minutes of overtime. It was a bad turnover. The Oilers looked like they were trying to clear the puck along the near boards. It was kept in, and the Kings now take a 3-2 lead back to L.A.
Wow.
It was a shocker. It was an absolute shocker right there. It happened fast.
I'm shocked.
Whew! And the Kings now with a 3-2 lead. They win it in overtime. 5-4 is your final score. We'll have more on this game coming up. And what the Marvel Universe has to do with the National Football League. That's coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where we just saw a lightning bolt of an ending. We're going to get to the NFL and Marvel Phase 4 in a second, but the Kings just win in overtime over the Edmonton Oilers. What did that goal sound like? It sounded like this.
Oilers get a clear, overskate the puck. Kempe in on right wing to the net. Kempe in on goal. A chance, and he scores! Adrian Kempe wins it in overtime! 1:12 into overtime. Adrian Kempe has given the Kings a 3-2 lead in this first round best of seven series.
Wow, you're talking about the teams in Los Angeles that aren't the Lakers and the Dodgers and you know, keeping the big headlines. You said you got the Kings and the Angels the big headlines tonight, Mike Harmon. Woo, that's exciting.
Yeah, you don't see that too often, right? Dodgers had a big game earlier. They won 11-1 after getting, as they said, walked the plank a day ago, and all the horror of actually losing a game to the Pirates. But the Kings coming back, you know, a few years ago, we did actually a lot of Kings talk, right? I mean, when they were having their best runs, and Robitaille and all the ambassadors were out in full force, and team executives to talk it, and our buddy Patrick O'Neill. I mean, all these guys. And now this was a man. You talk about speed skating through four guys.
You know what it looked like?
I thought he was going to get leveled right before the net, though.
You know what it looked like? I'll tell you what it looked like. Is you had the play where the Oilers were clearing the zone, and then you had a couple of players just fall at center ice, and the puck bounces up, and Kempe takes it down the wing, and he cuts to the front of the net, and he takes it to the far side, and he scores. That's a play that I saw Pavel Bure make thousands of times in his heyday, because there was nobody that could score like him. I mean, really, when I look at the guys that impressed me the most goal scoring wise in my life, it's Mike Bossy and it's Pavel Bure. And Bure, I was such a huge fan.
You forgot
of
about Teemu.
No, Teemu was fun, but nobody was excited. Like, Bure could just, you know, get a bouncing puck and grab it, and suddenly he's by everybody. He's in on the net. It's a, and he puts the puck in the net. That's kind of what that goal reminded me of, was a Pavel Bure in his heyday, man. I was the biggest fan of his when he played, man. And then he looked up, then after he retired, he's like, whoa, he's got some connections that maybe are a little nefarious here. But when he was playing,
was going on back in the day?
Oh,
the hell?
No, come on. I didn't know what was going on. What, you know, he was potentially was in the mafia. I didn't know that. I didn't know when he was playing. It didn't happen until after. Until after
six degrees of separation. You get him in, that allows us to jam his brother Valerie Bure in, and that allows us to talk about Full and Fuller House with Candace Cameron Bure and the great Dave Coulier. Cut it out.
Sure. Sure, cut it out.
Fox Sports Radio. We celebrate his entire catalog, you know.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So with everything done now, we can take a look and do something a little bit different here. Something we talked about last night, we're going to do right now. With the success of Doctor Strange, because I think it made $4 billion this weekend, and it's just continuing to make more. Marvel Phase 4. I say that I sound like Kramer. Del Boca Vista Phase 3. Marvel Phase 4 has now had 5 films come out. And I saw yesterday was all right, rank the 5 films in order of how good they are from the best one to the last one. I'm like, okay. But then I'm like, you know what? Now we're at 28 Marvel movies. So there's almost one Marvel movie for every team in the NFL.
Would you believe it made almost $500 million since May 6th worldwide?
Oh, of course. Of course it has. I'll tell you, the international market's where it's all at, man.
I've been challenging you that for years. I'm glad you're finally on board.
$278 million international. Yeah. You always know when a movie is a bomb when they say, hey, it made this much money internationally. Because you want to brag about domestic first, which you can, because Doctor Strange made a ton of money. But when you want to really get to that point of, oh, yeah, we're going to go internationally. But international's where it's all at, man. I'm telling you, it's where it's at. So with these 5 movies now out, we will tell you these Phase 4 movies. If each of these movies was an NFL team, who they would be. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, we'll count it down here. Of the 5 movies, we'll count it down from the worst of the 5 to the best. Number 5 is Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. If Shang-Chi was an NFL team, it would be the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, or the Jets.
No, because Carolina started out great last year, and it looked like it was going to be a great season, and then, boy, it just fell off the cliff. The Jets never looked like things were going to be good last year, but Shang-Chi started out, it looked like it was going to be great. That scene on the bus was phenomenal, and then I felt like, what is happening? I need more Marvel superhero stuff. I need more superheroes in my superhero movie. So the movie kind of fell flat. Same thing as Carolina. And, you know, they had a big budget. They had a lot of money on it, of course. Same thing with Carolina. Big budget, lot of stars. Guys got hurt, thought Sam Darnold was great. Nah, after a very big, solid, very good beginning, they just fell right off a cliff. So if Shang-Chi was an NFL team, it would be the Carolina Panthers.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it and see where, you know, after 3 of 17 games, so that percentage translated to the runtime, to see who the Christian McCaffrey character was that either failed me or failed to make a presence the rest of the way.
Okay. All right, so you watch it again, and you'll tell me, oh, yeah, here's the part where Sam Darnold starts sucking. Okay. This is the part of the movie right here where Sam Darnold.
Because I got to say, these final two, and I think I know where you're going with the next one, okay. I'd probably flop them because I didn't finish this movie.
Wow. Okay, well, number 4, I'm giving you The Eternals.
Yeah.
Mainly because of my unadulterated love for Salma Hayek, and I've enjoyed her career.
And even with her, I was just watching her, and here comes the boom.
Yeah, Yeah, no. Yeah. I, how great was she in the Hitman Bodyguard? The Hitman
of
Bodyguard.
Course,
oh
yeah.
My God,
so
she
many,
was
so
hilarious.
Many
if the Eternals was an NFL team, they would be the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of star power, right? Because you had her, you had Angelina Jolie, a lot of star power. But I'm not really sure how good it was or how good it is or what the test of time is going to show us. How relevant will the movie be? Is it really good or is it not? Like, the Cardinals are the same way. Are the Cardinals really good? Or do they just have a lot of stars on their team and they're not quite as good as we think they are? The Eternals, Arizona Cardinals.
You know what? I might have to rate it in the fourth spot because I didn't finish it, just like the Cardinals don't finish seasons.
Oh! How far did you make it? Did you make it to the part where Darth Vader's Luke's dad or no?
Yeah, I think I crossed the streams and that one came in.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, Egon. You said crossing the streams was bad.
Well, and you threw out a Jurassic Park reference, so we're jamming all sorts of pop culture in to these reviews as we were. Yeah, Arizona would be probably the most apt comparison of the, all right, well, how does this end and what did we do with it going forward? Are we satisfied that it did well enough that we should command a sequel and extend the storylines? No, I'm with you there.
All right. Number three, Doctor Strange. All right, number three is Doctor Strange. Some great parts to it, others not so much. I'm not sure how great a movie it is yet. I mean, there was certainly a lot of stuff to unpack on it.
Yeah.
And there was some stuff that was impressive and some stuff that wasn't and some stuff I really liked and some stuff that was formulaic. But still, overall, I felt pretty good about it. So if Doctor Strange was an NFL team, they would be the Patriots. Not quite sure how good they are. How good is Mac Jones? I don't know. How good will he be this year? I don't know. Their roster's not that great, but they did show you that they're better than their roster. Yeah, this is a good one. This is an easy one for me. Doctor Strange, New England Patriots.
Yeah, we'll eventually just sit down and do like a four-hour take on that movie because there's so much to break down, including all the Sam Raimi elements that found their way in. I have three other teams that could qualify here.
Ooh, okay.
Raiders.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not including the front office and all the institutional knowledge loss, but just okay. The Raiders as a squad.
The Raiders.
49ers.
Okay, 49ers are good. Raiders, there's just too much outside of it that I can't.
Yeah, yeah, but on the field, there were moments where it's like, all right,
yeah,
it's coming together.
I know,
but it's starting to come. It's like, no.
Yeah, but you can't discount all the off the field stuff.
No, I never do.
Okay. I like
then,
the 49ers.
And then you got the Vikings.
49ers are good. Oh, the Vikings. Oh, boy.
Oh, Mike Zimmer, can they win a close game down the stretch?
Oh, by the way, just Doctor Strange, just before we get to number two and number one real fast, I found a big plot hole in Doctor Strange, and I can tell it to you without being any spoiler.
Okay.
This is not a spoiler at all. I found a big plot hole, and really in the Marvel Universe I found, okay?
Okay.
So I'm thinking about this, right? So Earth is the 616, right? Is Earth in Earth. And in the other dimensions, like 838 was the one from this one, other ones, all these other ones, right? So in Far From Home, we were watching this today, Far From Home. In Far From Home, Jake Gyllenhaal playing Mysterio says, I'm from a different Earth. This is Earth 616. I'm from Earth 73, whatever it was, right? He said it for another one. He was not from another planet. So how did he know this was Earth 616? How did he know that? I ask you, how did he know that? He was just a dude with using illusion tech, right? That's all he was. He wasn't a guy from another planet. He was using illusion tech. How did he know this is Earth 616?
He just made it up. You know why? Because that made meant he was from Greater Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's the area code for Grand Rapids.
I meant the 616 means that's where I'm from. Yes, I'm from Grand Rapids.
And the 838 is from upstate New York. So there.
Yeah. Oh, where are you from? I'm from the 838. But really, he doesn't know anything about that. He knows nothing about this extra thing. But yet, somehow he knew in Far From Home. Ooh,
he's a smart guy who's done his research. He's been hanging around Stark.
I don't know. I don't know about that, man. I don't know.
Remember, he was the guy screwed over. I went back and watched a little of that over the weekend, and I just kept laughing at it. And in my house, he's hated because, well, you know, the whole Taylor Swift thing.
So when ambulance failed,
my daughters took a really gleeful approach to that, which was really disturbing.
Wow, that is disturbing. That is very disturbing.
Very, very hateful and spiteful.
Okay. Black Widow. Black Widow I liked a little bit more than Doctor Strange.
Love that movie.
You know why? It was better than I thought it was going to be, and it had big-time twists and turns, but is the overall impact going to be great? Because it was a prequel movie about Natasha's life, but it was much better than I thought it would be. You had great performances in it. You had big-name people in it, and it seems like it's something that the more you look at it, the more impressive it is, because I really like the movie. If Black Widow was an NFL team, it would be the Miami Dolphins. Right, better than you thought it would be. A lot of twists and turns, a lot of big names. Boy, they got a lot of stuff going on. They're better than you think they are. And as more time goes on, especially in the offseason, you think, boy, Miami can be really, really good, man. They made big moves. They got Tyreek Hill. Hey, Miami could be okay. Suddenly I'm appreciating the Dolphins a lot more, and I appreciate Black Widow more. Black Widow, the Miami Dolphins.
Make me want to go rewatch some Rachel Weisz movies. David Harbour was obviously fantastic. And then, you know, when you expand Yelena's role into, I mean, we could do it back into the other Disney Plus series, but we could also, you know, pull in elements of Midsommar and what a star Florence Pugh has become. Then, yeah, the opportunity is there. She would be like Jalen Waddle. You've only scratched the surface as to how great she can become.
Oh, okay. I'm digging. I made macaroni. You know, no, I'm digging that. I dig that with Florence Pugh. And number one, No Way Home. All right, Spider-Man No Way Home is the best of all
Spider-Man.
The Phase 4 movies. Spider-Man. If No Way Home was an NFL team, they would be the Buffalo Bills. Because all of a sudden, this movie came out, and it's a top five Marvel movie of all time. All of a sudden, the Buffalo Bills went from, hey, the Bills are a pretty good team. They got, whoa, the Bills are one of the best teams in the NFL. They're one of the top five teams. They're beating the crap out of everybody. No Way Home would be the Buffalo Bills.
Nice. And who's Wong?
The real Sorcerer Supreme. The real Sorcerer. Well, would... Oh man, I don't know. Would Wong be Josh Allen? I don't know. He might be.
Ooh,
Sorcerer Supreme.
Look at that.
Right? Because that's a pretty good nickname for Josh Allen, Sorcerer Supreme.
I think we should bring that, speak that into existence.
All right.
Sorcerer
I like
Supreme.
That.
Yeah, and Josh then Flash Allen. Is former Bills receiver Cole Beasley.
Yes, I guess. Yes. Flash Thompson is Cole Beasley. Spider-Man, he makes you want to be a better person. Hey, what's up, blank blank?
Exactly.
I'll tell you, that kid Flash Thompson was great. Every scene he was, I wanted more of him in No Way Home.
No, absolutely.
I wanted more of him. He was great, man. He was so fun. Oh, they got that's a great – because Flash Thompson in the comic books is like this big, square-jawed athlete,
yep.
You know, captain of the football team. And he's just some dude in this one that just is a bully and a bad kid. He was really fun, man. So there you go.
Yes.
There are if Marvel Phase 4 movies were NFL teams, who they would be. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust, you can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game. That's my game!
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tonight's NBA slate, not nearly as entertaining as this story. Yes, we had two big blowouts, but I just can't stop laughing about this Lakers story. Jeannie Buss, doing an interview with our friend Bill Plaschke with the LA Times, says she's not happy the Lakers aren't in the playoffs, Lakers owner Jeannie Buss, and that she's gotten input from familiar faces, including Phil Jackson, Magic Johnson, and LeBron James, as to what needs to be fixed on this team. Quote, if we are not living up to the Lakers standard, absolutely, I will look at everything. I mean, you're the owner. You're supposed to look at everything. Like, she wants points for it. I'll look at everything if we're not doing it. Are you kidding? You're supposed to do that. I will make the hard decisions because that's what you have to do. Are you making the hard decisions if you're asking like 11 different people what you think you should do, who all are going to have different ideas? Phil Jackson's going to say, don't cater to LeBron, you know, build around, try to move on. And then LeBron's going to say, build around me, bring the guys in I want to. Magic Johnson's going to say, get rid of Rob Pelinka. They're all going to have all these different ideas. How are you going to put two and two together of this? How is this going to work? How is this going to work when the owner's listening to 1,000 different people on what it is, including the team's best player, the former president of the team that left because he was so mad, but now he's back, and the former head coach who left that was your former boyfriend that now is back and you're having dinner and lunch with him around Los Angeles and things are great. Tell me how this is going to work. The Lakers are an absolute dumpster fire, and they're the worst kind of dumpster fire because this is an organization that thinks they know what they're doing, and they think they got it all figured when they have absolutely no idea. It's like when you could take 5 seconds and look at the Lakers organization from outside, you go, what the hell are they doing? What the hell's going on? It's a big push-pull with who's running the team between them and Clutch Sports, and it baffles you. And, you know, they got lucky in the bubble 2 years ago, and they won, and it looked like, the Lakers, we knew what we were doing. And now you see clearly, hey, that was a blip. You know, that was the outlier. Now, this is what the Lakers have been. Outside of winning that year, they have been awful for over a decade, right? They had the one great, and I can't take the championship away, and I'm not one of those people that's going to say, oh, they won in the bubble, it doesn't matter. No, it's one of the toughest titles to win is in the bubble because you didn't have home court advantage, which is what you play for when you are the Lakers, and you were on your way to home court advantage. So, yeah, tougher one to win in the bubble, but it was. But outside of that, They have been a train wreck. Whatever you want to say, tire fight, whatever it is, for over a decade. Over a decade, they haven't gotten it right. They got it right once in the bubble. Okay, great. But this is really who the Lakers are. They're not that team that got it right. Oh, we've misstepped a couple of times. No, what you're seeing now is what they've been for 10 years plus.
Yeah, I mean, as we've watched this unfold, Jason, I mean, you've got a number of advisors, even those that aren't named here, right? Because there's others that we're pretty well aware are part of the organization and get to give input. And that's all fine and good. There's the upside and downside to the mom and pop-ness of the organization. And right now, that's what a lot of that came out in what Jeannie Buss was relaying to Bill Plaschke, is trying to figure out what the right step is and who that circle of trust is, right? You have the Rambuses saying Linda doesn't have anything to do with basketball, but they'd be foolish not to rely on Kurt's 40 years of experience. Okay, fine. But, you know, the definition of insanity is the same results over and over, you know, and you just keep trying. And you don't change the lane and you don't change the names that are in the mix. And right now you're relying on the same brain trust that's gotten you to that same end time and time again. So it's a difficult spot as you move forward trying to wield some power, but also trying to figure out how to put this squad together going forward with Westbrook and whatever Anthony Davis is at this point.
Yeah, look, I've told you, I think the Lakers should tank. If you want to trade LeBron, I would trade LeBron. I wouldn't sign him after this year because who's going to come play? He's at the point in his career where he's about individual achievements now. He won the championship, and now whatever he does because he wants to be in Los Angeles, right? He traded coming in and winning once for the Lakers brand, right? We told you that when he signed here. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. I mean, if Jeannie Buss had asked me, I would say tank, don't extend LeBron, and remake the team in a year. There you go. You're welcome. Pay me what you're paying Phil and LeBron and Magic, and I'm fine.
But I would say this as the end game. The, quote, buck stops with you. Consensus building's a waste of time. Make your decision, make the hard cuts, and move forward.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio. Mets, yo.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.